going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You have two options to start the show. The Dallas Stars or the mystery option?
Stars.
Alec?
Let's go Stars.
I did not stay up until freaking midnight last night to not talk Stars.
So just by the way, when that one person tweeted us, is Corey still awake? In my head, I thought, there is no freaking way.
I wanted to go to bed so bad. It was during the intermission, Kevin, and I looked up and it said 5 minutes left. And I was like, I can't make five more minutes.
Yeah.
And they're like, but hey, hold on, we're almost there. I could totally make 5 minutes, all right? Barely, but I could totally make it there, all right? And so I did. I made it, and it was worth it. If they'd lost, I would have been ticked off.
You'd be like, this was a stupid idea.
Like, I'm never doing this again. But they made it worth my time last night. They looked like a completely different team from game one. And that's what I liked last night.
I agree. Now, my question for everybody else as we go along the way, 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, or the Twitch, or the YouTube. Did you make it all the way, and would you have bailed if we went to the second overtime? Because, and that's what I was curious about along the way, is obviously we're all glad it ended the way it ended, but the clock was ticking down and I was curious how many people would bail.
I'd already made up my mind that I was trying to get to bed before midnight. All right. I'd already made up my mind. And Kevin, you know my old history on this. The way that I approached this before was, if it's tied and going into overtime, I've seen the majority of the game.
Right.
I saw everything that happened except for one goal. So that one goal, I can watch the next day and be like, oh, that was a good goal. And I pretty much have the gist of the entire game because I watched most of the game. The overtime period gave me the one goal. However, sticking around for it, seeing some great play by Otter was worth my time. I mean, some special plays that he made last night. And some really special plays from Dodonov and the rest of the crew, man. They were fun to watch.
Some annoyingly special plays by Blackwood as well, though, right?
Yes.
I was like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah,
Why isn't this game over?
He had a couple of them that, like, Marchment was just sitting there staring into the sky going, how? Like, how do I get one through here?
Okay. I'm going to play cut four, but I want to know if you guys felt the same way. It felt like the puck sat there forever off of the, whether you want to call it a rebound, deflection, or whatever. It felt like the puck just sat there. And Colin's like, I might as well go get it. Boom, game over.
It was untouched for eternity.
It really
until
was.
Until Blackwell buried it.
Let's hear it.
Blackwell into the slot, shoots. Save made through traffic by Blackwood. Blackwell scores! It's over! This series is tied!
Yes. And you know what also, though, didn't make it worth it, though? Everybody was asleep in my house.
Oh.
So it was more... And then, all right, turn all the lights off and go to bed. That was pretty much the feeling, and I hated that.
We were a little too rowdy, me and Brandon, in the living room because my wife was asleep. And she, at one point, like, you know when you're like not really awake but not asleep? And she goes, what was that? And we go, nothing, go back to bed. Because we were just like, while we were watching along the way. And we definitely woke her up. From the 903, it made it all the way. I would have stayed up for a second overtime, but I'm glad I didn't have to. From the 817, oh yeah, if it went to another OT, I would have been out. From the 214, made it all the way. Yes, I would have made it to the second overtime. I was wide awake and nothing else much to do. From the 817, no, I made it all the way through. I joined right after WWE. Now that is an interesting, like you're jazzed up about the Braun Breaker, Seth Rollins, Paul Heyman alliance, and now you jump over to the Stars game. I like it. It was super exciting, and you pointed it out. Specifically, I thought in the third period and for the vast majority of the overtime, I thought the Stars played the best hockey that they've played in weeks. In weeks. There was about a three-minute run in overtime that it felt like the tide was turning to Colorado, but that's it. It was that 3 minutes once you got past the rest of the power play, of course, at the beginning. It was like a three-minute section that I thought Colorado was kind of controlling the pace of play. But other than that, man, I thought the Stars were controlling the pace of play. I thought they were getting the better opportunities. They looked like they are at least as good, if not better, than Colorado in this section. Like, just that section.
The thing that I know irritates you the most is whenever it's like 40 to 12 shots.
Yeah, because you didn't control the puck.
You were consistently right there with them all game, 27, 32. You were all, the whole time you were right there. The thing that I love so much is they were finishing their checks.
Yep.
They were putting people up against the glass. Now, go look at the numbers, and it was even. And you're like, hold on, it was even, but it felt like you did something more because you didn't do it in the first game. So that's if I'm DeBoer going into today, I'm like, guys, did you see the effect that you had whenever you started putting people into the glass? We got to do this every time. It's the playoffs now. It's not a regular season game.
I'm going to throw out my bold prediction. If the Stars go the rest of the way in the playoffs, pretty much more or less even on hits, they're going to win the cup. Because that's just like, that's not their game, right? As impressive as last night was, it used to be the Bischel show. That's why we were all so excited.
Dude.
Like, hey, you're a giant. You can smash people into the boards.
And but, he did last
yes,
dude, he was did. Awesome last
Which
night.
Which made me really nervous when he got headbutted by that.
Yeah, that was scary.
Crap. I forgot who it was that headbutted him. And of course the announcer was like, well, obviously that's not a penalty. But I was in the heat of the moment where I was like, it's a penalty, he headbutted him. Even though he was probably right. But yeah, if the Stars can be even or close to even on hits, I think they're going to go on a run because this team is not known for its physicality. Its pace of play, yes. Goaltending, yes. It's really well-rounded group of talent, yes. Physicality, no. So if you get that, let's go.
Yeah,
let's see what happens.
That was the biggest difference for me last night was how they approached physicality and how they thought it was important. And then you saw it too. Look, man, the first McKinnon goal on the power play, as he got the puck, I went, there's too much space.
Like yeah.
I'm sitting there going, too much room. Why are you giving him room?
Yeah.
Goal. And you're like, why weren't you on him? Why didn't you step to him and do something about it? Be on the toes of your skate. I don't know exactly how that goes, but be ready, man. And they looked like they were sitting back being timid. And that's the moment where you're like, no, we got to turn this around. And McKinnon's going to fly. You know, this team, the Avalanche are going to fly. They're going to get into your zone fast. That may have been the most frustrating part for me last night was the power play the Stars had when they wasted about a minute and 10 seconds trying to get it into the zone. And they are, all right, here we go. Reset, skate in.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
And Colorado said no, denied. All right, reset, skate in. Colorado denied. And it was like, okay, we got 30 seconds left to try and make something happen because you guys couldn't get the puck into the zone.
Yes, and if you give McKinnon space, maybe the second best hockey player in the world, you give, man, Makar last night was taking his shots. And I know
that is
something
like
that he will do. And the fact that you were able to, for the most part, be able to shut it down, I was happy about that. From the 940, Stars showed fight last night. They were battling. From the 817, I didn't even make it to the second period.
No.
Well, people have different work schedules. Yeah. I'd be curious about that.
I was already texting Kevin after 10 minutes. I was like, what are we doing here? Come on, man.
I told you. We warned you that would be the case. And it's a good thing they found a new spot for it, or else we would have been sitting there forever for the other overtime. From the 903, I watch every second of the Stars and would stay up for all of the overtimes, no matter how many it takes. From the 561, didn't make it. Crash out. Woke up this morning with a great deal of anxiety, and I immediately checked.
Okay, I need to tell you this, and I'm trying to save my new password. Last year, there were times when I would go to sleep and be like, okay, look, you know, overtime's happening. I'm tired. And I would lay down and I would wake up at like 3 and would need to check my phone. So that's that feeling right there of like leaving and abandoning. That's what I didn't want to do last night because I was like, it's going to screw my sleep up anyway if I do this. So that's why that was one of the key reasons I stuck.
Do you always just check your phone? Or I'm curious if some people still have like a DVR or whatever and they recorded the game and they're like, no, I'm going to go back to where I was, pick up the experience, fast forward the commercial breaks, and like get the true experience. It probably depends on what your schedule looks like at that point.
Well, the first thing I do in the morning is check my phone. Like it's okay. Because my alarm's going off. And so I hit off and then I look at it and I probably have a bunch of texts from my friends that are like, hey man, Stars or whatever, you know, or screw this. If I don't have texts, then I assume we lost. So that is a big factor there. And then, like I said, Kevin, I know the score at that point. So I just want to go watch the highlight of how it happened and see how that went down. And then I'm like, all right, let's go on to the next one. Would love to get some earlier games at some point in our lives. Just one time. It'd be nice. Please.
Just one time?
Just
and then you'll be satisfied by the schedule and everything like that?
No, I'll never be satisfied.
Okay. Well, hey, Corey, don't look at the game times for the next two games, okay?
They're at 9:30, aren't they?
No, they're at 8:30.
Eastern.
But they're going to bum you out. That probably means they're part of a doubleheader. No, they're at 8:30 Central.
I don't know. Nobody knows.
And they're probably part of doubleheaders, which means there's at least a decent shot you get the 8:45, 8:50 start.
Okay.
One of them's on a Saturday, though.
Yeah. All right. That's great. Hey, the other... I wanted to add this, too. I know Rantanen didn't really, like, when you look at the line, he didn't have a Connor McDavid 3 assists and a goal kind of night. He didn't have one of those, and he hasn't had one of those yet.
And he had a chance to finish the game.
Did you feel, though, last night you saw a different version of him than you've seen most of the season from him? Because I did. I saw a dude that was using his size. He was they used the word leveraging his size.
Yeah.
I saw that multiple times. Is he getting into the zone? He looked like I asked him to put a cape on, and he looked like he was like, okay, I'm going to try. And he went out there and he was making it to where Now everybody started to have to key in on him a little more because he's making his way to the net. And that was something that I hope continues throughout the series because they need it. The Stars are going to need, without Robertson on the ice, when you're trying to make up for some of that offense, when you're trying to make up for Miro and his ability to get the puck into the neutral zone and even into their zone, you're trying to figure out how to get ways to get there. And Mikko last night was like, I'll take it and I'll just go. There were times when it was Wyatt and Mikko. I thought they were deferring to other teammates a little too much, and I wanted them to be a little selfish. And I saw Duchesne do one, and I was like, okay, that's what I'm looking for right there. Be a little selfish and make something happen. Not too much, because this team's very good with each other. But every once in a while, you need one dude to say, hey, I'm taking this over right now.
All right, if you're going to shout out Rantanen, I am going to shout out Jamie Benn.
Yeah.
Because
I agree.
I feel like I'm tough on Jamie Benn because there's a high standard that he should be held to. He was phenomenal on the forecheck last night.
Yeah,
and so I if we're going to be tough on him when I think he's had some tough runs, this is one of those games.
And I felt comfortable with the puck on his stick last night too.
For sure. And I know he had an assist. And I get that, and that's delightful. But I thought the bigger impact that he was making in the game was in other aspects, and especially bringing some physicality in with this team. And so I thought Jamie Benn
set the tone.
Yes, I
agree. The captain set the tone.
I agree. I thought Jamie Benn did a heck of a job. Now, what does this mean as the series goes back to Colorado? I'll tell you one thing it means. I don't, in my sports heart, think it's over. You know, because if you would have lost yesterday, especially if you would have kind of gotten worked, then you're at like, hey, we lost 9 in a row. Mm-hmm. We lost the first two at home. I would have thought this team was donezo, even though they clearly have history of coming back from that. But now I saw multiple periods where I was like, we're as good, if not better, for that run as the Avalanche. Does that mean they're going to win the series? Of course it does not. But if they can play like this, you can see how they can win.
And for anybody that's out there going, why would you believe they can play like this? Because they did it most of the season.
Yes, they did.
This period that they had for the last, 2-3 weeks now, that was not the Stars we've known all season long. And again, when health makes its way back into this, they can be even more dangerous and more lethal. Hopefully Wyatt can turn it around too. I liked when in the third period and overtime, he was more into it, it seemed. He was more of a nuisance to the opponent.
And I'm not saying this is going to be the case whatsoever, but now imagine what this team is doing, and then you add in Robertson and Haskinen.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, okay. And to your point, you're right. Up through the end of March, I think you could make an excellent case that this is the best hockey team in the NHL.
Robertson isn't the fastest dude on the ice,
for sure,
but he's such a good He has a computer, I look at him very robotic, Robo, whenever it comes to seeing the game and seeing the ice. And that's what makes him so good in his touch. He's not going to fly with those guys, but he is a difference maker offensively when he's on the ice.
I like this.
Tyler Seguin too, dude. Give him some love.
That's fair.
He was finishing checks the way I love.
And he was getting involved offensively as well. Yes, that is fair. For the 903, I drank my coffee and finished the overtime game this morning. Great way to start the day.
There you go. That is a good day right there.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.